Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It's a great day because there is a great new movie, actually really remarkable new movie, that is released today. It features John Boyega, who you may remember from the most recent Star Wars movies. And it's a true story about an American Marine Corps veteran who comes home to face some problems. And it's remarkable. And we will tell you all about it. The film is called Breaking. We will also be reviewing the new film with Idris Elba, playing a part that Robin Williams and Will Smith made famous. Well, not exactly the same part, but close enough. They played the genie in the Aladdin stories, the one live action with Will Smith. Well, kind of live. And the other one, Robin Williams, provided the voice for the original animated Aladdin. Now Idris Elba plays a real genie who's been existing in and out of his lamp. Actually, it's a little glass container in this case. For 3,000 years, going back to King Solomon and the Queen of Sheba, we will review 3,000 years of longing as well. And we will also take a look at the new star-studded gross-out comedy with Kevin Hart, yep, and Mark Wahlberg. It is called Me Time. Should it be Your Time? We will tell you and give you an entire perspective on that. We'll also talk about the issue that many people believe, and it could be wishful thinking or it could be an honest conviction that has some merit to it, that the entire controversy regarding the affidavit released today and the search warrant and the search of President Biden's home and hotel at Mar-a-Lago for classified papers, that all of this is a huge help to President Trump. And people predicting that he will be soaring in the polls, and this makes it even more a sure thing that he will be the nominee for the Republican Party for President of the United States. We will talk about if that's true, and give you a chance as well, if you believe it's true, at 1-800-955-1776. But first, to get in the spirit, a Call of the Week classic. Listen.
The Call of the Week.
I get so overwhelmed. But I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on the Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is... The winner is Josh, who called in 2011 from Beechwood, Ohio.
Josh in Beechwood, Ohio. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
How you doing, Michael?
Very well, sir.
Hey, the Republican and Ryan plan, it asks for the senior citizens, the middle class, and the poor for sacrifices.
No, it doesn't.
But it doesn't ask...
It doesn't ask for any sacrifices. It doesn't ask for any sacrifices. I don't believe it is a sacrifice for government to be less involved in your life. I think it's a blessing.
You're cutting Medicare. You want to cut Medicare and everything.
Nobody
else
wants to cut Medicare. There are no cuts in Medicare. There are cuts in the growth of Medicare.
You know what? You know what that plan is like?
What's that plan like, in your opinion?
It's like you pull up your pants and then you wipe your dupa.
I'm really not sure I understand the analogy, nor am I sure I want to understand it. Because usually, if you're wiping Yeah, let's not go there. I think that's really... But it's 5 o'clock on the East Coast, so cheers.
It's like you pull up your pants and then you wipe your jukebox.
I still don't fully understand that analogy. He was talking about the, back in 2011, a Paul Ryan plan to simplify taxes and to lower punishing tax obligations. Remember, and the Democrats had a whole ad campaign that featured Paul Ryan pushing a lady in a wheelchair off a cliff because the claim was he was going to take away your Medicare. It was part of that lead-in to that campaign of 2012 where Mitt Romney was finished second. He won the silver medal against Barack Obama. Do you know what, though? Mitt Romney had a full percentage more of the popular vote in 2012 than Trump did in 2016. And that's not a matter of opinion. That's just a matter of the way the votes were counted. Trump won in 2016. He won the Electoral College by exactly the same margin that Biden won at this time, 306 votes to 232. But he had a 46% of the popular vote, and Mitt Romney losing to Obama had 47%. So just a little bit of random historical knowledge. Now, again, this is not historical, but it is hysterical. It is hysterical. This is a new talent that I did not know we had. Jamie Foxx is a wonderful actor. He apparently is a great guy to work with. His new movie stinks. Sorry. His new movie, which is available on, I think it's on Netflix, but it's streaming somewhere. The new movie, which he was out promoting, is called Day Shift. And it's him playing somebody who's a pool repair guy at the same time that he's a vampire hunter. And it's really not very funny, and it's really not very exciting, and it's disappointing and a waste of Jamie Foxx's many talents. But one of those talents that I honestly, you're going to think that we made this up or we spliced things together. This is real. He was on a Rap Radar podcast, and he demonstrated for the hosts who were as dumbfounded by it as I am, the absolute best imitation of somebody very well known, somebody who was once president. It's an imitation that is unbelievable. Listen.
It's a lot of great people on both sides. Lots of great people on both sides. I know Harry O. He's a great person. He couldn't vote for me at the time. Now he can vote for me once he gets out. I love Snoop Dogg, Double Cheek. Great person.
So do you love Death Row Records?
I love Death Row. I love Excuse me. Fake news. I love Death Row.
What's your favorite Death Row record, Mr. Trump?
All of them. All of the Death Row records. Don't try to pin me down. I see what he just... Excuse me.
Fake news.
Excuse me.
Fake news.
Fake news.
God, look out for
you. He tried to give me the virus. I beat the virus.
They tried to give me the virus. Like, who was they?
I beat the virus. I'm like,
That's not a laugh track added. That is people actually cracking up. Excuse me. I won't even dare to compete with Jamie Foxx. Coming up, talk about what happens with the impact on the election of two of the big issues that are dominating the news reports today. The issue of the Mar-a-Lago search and the affidavit that has been in redacted form publicized today, and then of course the President Biden attempt to forgive $300 billion at least in student loans. We will get to that and much more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Michael Medved Show, two powerful emails came in, both of which are highly critical of this radio show and of positions that are imputed to me. One of them, by the way, inaccurately, but we will get to that. This came in from Jeff. I'm not sure where Jeff is, but he writes in and he says, so you are fine with doctors not performing actions due to their religious beliefs that are medically recommended and that the patient wants. But you have no problems with doctors facing a life sentence in Texas if they perform an abortion that is medically necessary. Is it all right if they do so and claim their religion allows them to perform abortions no matter what extreme law Texas or another state passes? Look, in terms of religious conscience and abortion, first of all, where did I ever say that I'm okay with problems of doctors facing a life sentence in Texas and they perform an abortion? First of all, I don't believe it's a life sentence according to the law. But I believe that it's wrong for either the mothers or the physicians to receive a life sentence or a jail sentence for performing an abortion, particularly if it is medically necessary, and they sometimes are. And any abortion law that is drawn without a very broad exception for medical necessity is a terrible mistake. I'm also, frankly, and let me make this clear, Jeff. Today there was a new controversy that's emerged about Tudor Dixon, who is the Republican nominee for governor in Michigan. And she spoke up about a case of a 14-year-old girl who had been raped, and the parents wanted to make sure she was able to get an abortion because she was, in fact, pregnant. And Tudor Dixon explained her belief that the appropriate behavior here would be to make sure that the baby is delivered, and then the experience of raising the baby would be a healing experience for all concerned. For the parents of the girl, for the 14-year-old girl. And look, I am one of those people that believes that simply as a matter of conscience and sanity and decency and compassion, believe that in cases of rape, in cases of medical necessity, and certainly if it's life-threatening, but also if you're threatening dire medical consequences, we know people who have faced that kind of decision, and it's a horrible decision. What if the medical consequences would be of going on to deliver the baby, a very likely medical emergency for the mother and for the baby, and maybe destroying the mother's opportunity to ever bear children again? I do believe that providing as much medical latitude as possible is appropriate. And that is what goes to this this other point about doctors who don't believe in a gender confirmation surgery or in hormone blockers, in giving drugs to prepubescent children that will prevent them from developing normally. And yes, it is developing normally. If you are, quote, cisgendered, if you are recognized to have the equipment of a male and your hormonal balance is male, then the normal course of development into puberty and to do make a decision that alters your bodily structure before puberty seems to me something not only that the government shouldn't promote and force upon reluctant doctors, but probably something that should be at least looked at very carefully before it's legally acceptable. Now, another email came in, and it's the same kind of idea where I think he gets me wrong. But this is from Bruce in Linwood, who says, here's a list of groups that make Michael mad. Tattooed, pot users, homeless, Native Americans, atheists, peaceful protesters, Hollywood directors, anti-vaxxers, and stolen election believers. And now a test, says Bruce and Linwood. Can you rank these in the order of your hatred toward each group, or do you loathe them all the same? Second, say something nice about one of them. I trust you will fail because your long history of hate can't be tamed. I love the show, thank you, but not your hate. Okay, I don't hate any of those groups. Opposing, and this is one of those things that I do try to communicate on the show, opposing an agenda of one group or another is not the same as hating them. And in fact, when you talk about it, I was just thinking about that. I have friends who qualify in each of those groups that he is naming. In fact, I have some friends who are like, fit all those descriptions, who are tattooed, pot using, not homeless, but Native Americans, atheists, peaceful protesters, Hollywood directors, anti-vaxxers, and stolen election believers. Okay, first of all, it's easy for me to say, for people who believe firmly in a stolen election, the only thing that I hate is not that belief. It's the refusal to come up with a logical basis for it. And the same for anti-vaxxers. Anti-vaxxers I have more of a problem with because I think they impact the health of people around them. But Dr. Alex Berenson, who's the leading anti-vaxxer around, has been on our show a number of times talking about marijuana and more. And in terms of tattooed, pot-using, atheist Hollywood directors, I know people like that. I'm friends with people like that and do not hate them because of those things. Asking me to say something positive, I'm going to say something very positive about a Hollywood director coming up when we review a movie. There is a new director I'd never heard of before named Abby Damaris Corbin, who is brilliant and has just done a very noble movie, in my opinion. So there's one positive thing. In terms of Native Americans, there is a book about one of the greatest athletes in history, whose name was Jim Thorpe, who, of course, was famously Native American, and his struggles against the desire to suppress his people and his heritage. And I think he was a noble figure in resisting that. And there's more. We will be right back on the MedVed Show, getting to those reviews and more coming up.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Stock sold off sharply on Friday after Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said in his Jackson Hole economic speech, the central bank won't back off in its fight against rapid inflation. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 1,008 points to close the week at 32,283. The S&P fell 141 points, and the NASDAQ dropped 497. The suspect in the Wisconsin Christmas parade attack won't have his case dismissed. Public defenders for Daryl Brooks Jr. motioned to have his case tossed on the grounds of insanity, but the judge in the case denied the motion. The judge also ruled prosecutors can use statements made by Brooks in two separate interrogations from after he was arrested. A judge dismissing some charges against Brooks on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Michael Medved Show, let me pose a question to people, which is the general assumption from a lot of folks, and by the way, there's some polling that actually supports that assumption, is that President Trump's domination of the Republican Party has only been strengthened by the search of Mar-a-Lago by the FBI and the decision by the Justice Department to go forward with a grand jury investigation about his handling of papers that belong to the National Archives, including a bunch of papers that are highly classified. Okay, if you believe that people are more likely to support Trump for president because of this controversy, or even better, if you're one of those people, if you weren't so sure about Trump, but now, by golly, you are going to support him for 2024 because of this argument, because of this issue, give us a call. I'd love to hear why. I'd love someone to explain to me why going through this problem with having a search warrant served on your premises because of some papers that you took that you weren't supposed to. And by the way, the Trump administration isn't contesting this, or the Trump operation, the Save America Foundation, or the various efforts that he has. No one's contesting that he wasn't supposed to have all those papers. How do we know? They sent back 15 boxes of papers in January. Yeah, that's right, 8 months ago. They sent them back, and including some of the classified papers he wasn't supposed to have. Turns out he had more classified papers than he even let on. In any event, the polling that indicates that this may have helped Trump is from Yahoo News and YouGov, and they actually show that now, after the search has registered and the controversy has erupted and we're hearing back and forth, they asked people of Republicans and GOP-leaning independents, okay, who do you prefer for president in 2024? Do you prefer Trump or, quote, someone else? Which is, I think, a pretty good way of measuring just how strong his support was. Well, back in... before the Mar-a-Lago search, 47% said they supported Trump, and 38% said they wanted somebody else. And now Trump's gone up from 47% to 54%, and someone else has gone down from 38% to 34%. So he's gained Trump about 7 points right after the Mar-a-Lago search. However, the same poll asked, should Trump be allowed to serve as president again in the future if he is found guilty of mishandling highly classified documents? And a full 56% of all Americans say, yes, he should be prevented. He should not be allowed to serve if he's found guilty of mishandling highly classified documents, which is exactly what the FBI is investigating here. Only 26% of all Americans say that Trump should be permitted to assume the presidency again if he is actually convicted or pleads guilty or admits to mishandling highly classified documents. And then a full 77% of the public, including 76% of self-described Republicans, say that presidents should be, quote, very careful when handling highly classified documents and information. Nearly 6 in 10, 58%, say it was wrong for Trump to take highly classified documents with him to Mar-a-Lago after leaving office. What percentage of all Americans say it was right for him to take the papers with him? 15%. A majority of people also say it was illegal for him to take the papers with him. Only 20% say it was even legal. So, with those numbers, and with the evidence that this entire dispute is completely unnecessary, he's not president anymore. And obviously, it should have been easy once he understood and he had a subpoena, give back all the papers. What principle is he defending by holding on to papers that belong in the National Archive? I mean, the entire thing is bizarre. And it really begs the question, do you want this to continue for another 6 years? Because it would be another 6 years. It's 2 years till the election. And if he gets elected again, do you think this is the last time there will be a conflict like this? A conflict that is unnecessary and really meaningless? I would think that that would be highly, highly questionable. And the basic thing about Biden and his comeback, which we'll talk about a little bit more, the approval rating for Biden has improved as it has grown a little bit. But the fact is that, and this is a point that Ala Pundit makes over at Hot Air. It says that YouGov now in its polling has Biden leading Trump 46-42% in an incredibly depressing hypothetical 2024 race. Yes, I think Biden versus Trump is depressing. The guy is turning 80 in a few months. He's presided over the worst inflation in 40 years, and Trump still can't do better than the low 40s against him. And because Republican voters care more about spiting the libs than actually winning elections, they're now more likely to prefer Trump is the next nominee following the Mar-a-Lago search than they were before. And then Ala Pundit makes the point that we get the nominees we deserve. However, one last point about the new Gallup poll that showed Biden soaring up to 44% of approval, still with a majority disapproving. The poll was conducted before Biden announced his awful new debt forgiveness program for college grads, which means it's a clean look at where he stands at the final moment before public reaction to the policy begins to start showing up on polling data. It's insane for Biden to push a risky policy, he writes, with high backlash potential like this one at a moment when he and his party have begun to recover in approval. If working class voters turn on him over it, that could stop Democratic momentum dead in its tracks. So treat today's Gallup numbers as a benchmark. If he's down again from 44% next month, we'll have a pretty good guess as to why. And I think, yes, it does involve that very, very ill-considered and unfair college debt forgiveness plan that also would defeat the attempt of reducing inflation. Meanwhile, one of the things that is coming up is three big new movies. One with Kevin Hart and Mark Wahlberg, a gross-out comedy. And then we also have 3,000 Years of Longing, which is by director George Miller, who is best known for the Mad Max series, and for Babe, which is also a very successful series, good director. And then a great film from a new director named Abby Damaris Corbin, and it's about a real incident of a bank takeover, coming up on the MedVet Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And wishing everybody an absolutely wonderful weekend. A weekend of more Mariners victories, which contributes to it with the heat abiding a little bit. And time to celebrate all the good things that are worth celebrating for a Sabbath, whenever you celebrate the Sabbath, and for just an all-American late summer weekend. And there are also actually some movies worth celebrating from Hollyweird. Okay, the best movie that is out this weekend, and it's really not even close in terms of the competition, is a film called Breaking. And the title, which, by the way, it's a beautiful title sequence where they actually have the title written on pavement, which is very imaginative. This is the work of an exciting young female director named Abby Damaris Corbin, who I think is going to get a great deal of attention, because this is a film about race, about mental illness, about justice and injustice, and about some disturbing trends in policing. It's all kinds of hot-button issues based on a true story. In 2017, a Marine Corps veteran who was suffering from PTSD got into a dispute with the Veterans Administration, some of which is dramatized at the very beginning of the film, and he had some of his benefits that he deserved that were cut off. And he was extraordinarily angry, and he went in and occupied a bank with a threatened bomb. This is in Marietta, Georgia. And the film is about that hostage taking. It has a little bit of an aspect that would recall Dog Day Afternoon from 1975, that classic Al Pacino film. But this one is very different in terms of showing you in greater depth the relationships of the main character, played by John Boyega, who should get Oscar consideration, and how he got to this point of desperation. Listen.
Problems committee. The VA stole my disability check from me.
I've had some problems with veteran affairs myself. How about you release one of those ladies?
No. I need everybody to see what's happening here. I need the fire trucks. I need the news cameras.
You have my undivided attention.
I don't want the bank's money.
I'm going to work this out brother to brother.
I do not have those times you think I do.
Okay, the supporting cast is also outstanding. You heard in the voice clips there Michael Kenneth Williams, who was so acclaimed and beloved for his role on The Wire. He died, unfortunately, of a drug overdose last year. But he plays a police negotiator, a hostage negotiator. Connie Britton is a TV producer who's involved with this. And an outstanding actress named Salinas Levias plays one of the hostages. There are two hostages who are taken. The film is compelling. It goes a little bit awkwardly between the current day and flashbacks and then showing various characters and the way they're reacting to the whole situation. But it's a film you won't forget, and about an incident that we shouldn't forget. It's 3 stars. The film is rated PG-13. Some of the violence in the film and the threatened violence which goes throughout the film is intense. Film breaking and playing in theaters everywhere. There's also a big new film from George Miller, who is an acclaimed Australian director. He's also a medical doctor. And the film is called 3,000 Years of Longing, which is an immediate attention-getting title, it seems to me. It features Tilda Swinton and Idris Elba. And basically, they're the only two major characters in the film. He is a djinn, a genie, who pops out of a little souvenir bit of ancient glassware that was purchased by a college professor who is touring and giving a speech in Istanbul. And then the djinn, or genie, tells all about the 3,000 years since he was once a servant of the Queen of Sheba. Yes, from the Bible. Listen.
There's no story about wishing that is not a cautionary tale.
We all have desires, even if they remain hidden from us. But it is your story, and I cannot wait to see where it goes.
Oh, how it might end. I'm beginning to wish we'd never met.
Don't say that! Make a wish! Save yourself!
Okay, the film is lavish. It is melodramatic. It actually offers different stories from different centuries, starting with the Queen of Sheba. There is one subplot involving the son of a sultan of Turkey who wants to live like a baby and surrounds himself with extremely, extremely obese a motherly women who are all nude in the film. It's an R-rated film. Some of the violence in the film is grotesque and difficult. It is all visionary and very striking. I mean, visually, the film is strong. The difficulty is it feels much longer than its 2-hour runtime. It feels like you're being subjected to an epic with a series of stories that don't really connect. Idris Elba is a great screen presence. You can believe him as a magical djinn or genie. And Tilda Swinton, you can understand why one of the wishes she has to do with, well, you will see about her 3 wishes. 2.5 stars for 3,000 Years of Longing, a film that relies on its visual connections far more than any emotional or dramatic connections. The last film we're reviewing is called Me Time, where Mark Wahlberg and Kevin Hart play guys who are best friends from the time they were in primary school together, in elementary school. And they grow up, and at the time of the film, they're both 44 years old. And The house husband, played by Kevin Hart, he's a family man who's married to the beautiful Regina Hall, and they have a happy family, but he's stuck being a house husband, and the wife agrees to go away, actually the San Juan Islands right here in Washington, with their children, leaving him some me time with his old friend Mark Wahlberg, whose name is Huck Dembo in the film, to celebrate a birthday party for this rapscallion. Listen.
Every parent's dream is to spend a week without their family.
I get some me time.
Me time.
We should go to Huck's party.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, brother.
You look good.
Hey, whoa.
Hey, guys, say hi to my oldest friend in the world.
Yeah.
This week isn't about me.
It's about us.
We're in the middle of nowhere.
Where the porta potties at?
Right there.
That's a bucket.
Yeah, they were great.
But like Butch and Sunday just got back together.
Way to make the most of your me time, huh?
Okay, the best way to make the most of your me time is to avoid this movie. It's if you consider scenes of projectile vomiting really hilarious, or scenes of somebody trying to foul a, quote, bad guy's bed by forcing himself to take a dump on the bed and on the sheets, and then the results. In other words, this is your basic gross-out comedy all about pooping and puking. And if you do not find pooping and puking hilarious here, then I think you will not want to stick around to see the end, which does affirm the importance of marriage and family, and it's sweet on that. By the way, Regina Hall deserves much better material than this. She's a wonderful actress. And actually, so do Kevin Hart and Mark Wahlberg. No one deserves this. 1.5 stars for Me Time. Me Time, no waste time. Not with this film, I would hope. Coming up on Monday on the Medved Show. Okay, it's not too early to do this. There's a piece in National Review that's brilliant that asks, what will the GOP look like after Trump? Because sooner or later, I mean, you know, guy's 76 and he only is allowed one more term as president. So what's the GOP's future? There's also Alan Dershowitz joining us on the show, a leading libertarian, civil libertarian, the Trump defender, and a storied law professor, talking about the affidavit and the FBI search and what it all means to this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.